I hadn't seen her in over a year, and I hadn't spoken with her much either. Only her stories trickled down to me from my parents. Stories of evacuating proud warriors injured from a scrap with a lion or a hyena, of piloting her flimsy Cessna 206 through violent turbulence while assisting in a delivery taking place just in the back seat behind her, of landing her plane on an airstrip in the middle of a herd of hundreds of wild zebras and wildebeests, and of her interactions with the dignified people who lived in timelessness. I knew the basics about my sister. She's a pilot. She works for a small organization in East Africa that flew health outreach clinics from their base at the foot of Mount Meru into the Maasai Steppe and the Serengeti, and also evacuated patients to nearby hospitals. Of her daily life, I was mostly incredulous. And since I had some time on my hands before starting a new job, I decided, rather precipitously, that it was time for me to visit her, to see if these stories lived up to a reality, or if they were just hyperbole.
Ladies and gentlemen, the to the Paris local.
Getting to her place from Phoenix, Arizona is complicated. I flew from Phoenix to Philadelphia, to Paris, to Zurich, and finally to Nairobi, Kenya. That's 22 hours in the air, 20 hours of layovers, and 2 nights spent on awkward airport benches. After an overnight in Nairobi, I searched for a local bus, or a matatu, to take me south to the northern border of Tanzania, and from there, after 2 hours of waiting for a visa, I climbed on another car bound for her village. On that last leg of the trip, I realized I had made a major oversight. I had forgotten the name of her village and had no clue where I should get off. But as I had found from my experiences in a dozen other African countries, whenever I was in distress, the strangers surrounding me were always solicitous and willing help. Before long, all 20 of us were debating where I should get off, and the only landmark I had to go on was a perforated oil drum that marked the beginning of her dirt road. Some of the fellow passengers kept pointing to random dirt tracks that led off into nowhere, past groups of grazing ostrich and giraffe. And then there it was. Almost 3 days after I had left Phoenix, I was there.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Got dropped off a little pass.
Nice. Was it easy?
Yeah. I pay a little too much. Thank you.
She lived in a simple but dynamic and beautiful commune. There were a few cement block tin-roofed houses, a lush green vegetable garden next door, and uniformed children passing by on their way to school. Soon after I arrived, she led me on a tour of the compound, through vocational schools for local handicapped people, and a ward where their patients convalesced before returning to their villages.
Wow, those beans look good.
She explained to me that the bulk of their work involved bringing preventative health care into rural northern Tanzania by flying in a team of local health workers, including themselves, every 2 weeks to treat the ill, give vaccinations, and monitor pregnancies into a region predominantly populated by the Maasai people. The areas they served were so remote that they were frequently only accessible by a footpath, and health services in these areas were non-existent. Diseases that in the West had become rare or no longer life-threatening, such as tuberculosis, syphilis, malaria, or something mundane like diarrhea, were a major cause of sickness and mortality. They also served as a local flying ambulance, bringing people in from the bush to get treated in regional hospitals.
When we bring patients in from the bush and they're in between the hospital or they just had surgery or they need to get back home, then they stay here until there's a flight.
How far away are some of these some of their homes?
2 days walk or a flight of an hour.
Nanny to a nanny.
Down, bud. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how this kid broke his leg?
I'll ask him.
That morning we saw a young boy who had broken his leg from a falling tree branch. He was habituating himself to walking with a new cast. We fit him with a new set of crutches that the nearby carpenter had recently finished.